Hi, my name is Gordon West, and I'm a local businessman and the current president of the Southwest New Mexico Green Chamber of Commerce. I'm asking everyone to vote no on the gross receipts tax increase ballot that is being mailed out today. The projects that are slated to be funded from this tax increase are poorly thought out, and the county commissioners are not listening to constructive criticism regarding the need for analysis in looking at the economic viability of these very likely boondoggles. But an issue bigger than the projects themselves is the freewheeling and arrogant attitude that is unaccountably trying to rush this tax increase through, using slick sales tricks and ethically questionable manipulation of information. The Green Chamber submitted a request early in the public meeting process to have a committee of well-informed stakeholders do a business plan-style evaluation of the projects so that we would have a better idea of the overall benefits and costs. It is obvious that the larger projects have some built-in conflicts with both private business and with existing Grant County operations. For instance, Gila Regional Medical Center has three therapy pools at the rehab center, which are now open primarily for public use under the management of the Wellness Center. These pools take up much of the slack after the closing of the old pool at WNMU and are now a revenue source for our financially desperate county-owned hospital. If we pass this tax increase and a new community use pool is built at WNMU, then this important revenue stream for the hospital will be impacted. We will be paying to further harm the viability of the hospital. I asked the commissioners what they thought of that. Well, they hadn't thought of that, and they don't intend to either. As an additional craziness, the WNMU president estimates that the operational costs for the pools will be $500,000. Where will that come from? If it's fees, then no one will be able to afford to swim there. Another instance. Over the years, a great deal of citizen effort has gone into trying to revitalize downtown Silver City, which is recognized to be one of the main tourism draws for the area. Included in that effort is what is called the Theater District Plan, which would see the three old theaters brought back into operation. The Silco is already well on its way, and the owner of the Gila Theater is on track to reopen as well. But the county plan is to build a brand new multiplex somewhere, likely out on Highway 180, based upon the Deming model, which is failing miserably. Why on earth would county residents vote to build a government-owned multiplex that will put private historical movie theaters out of existence, especially when the multiplex is so obviously a boondoggle? One more example. The Grant County Business and Conference Center. It looks good on the outside now, but the inside is still dingy and ratty. It seems like a good idea to have a business and conference center, but it suffers from the same lack of planning and analysis that undermines the new projects. The main problem is that it's a building in search of a purpose, not a purpose in search of a building. The desire to make this county asset functional is eclipsing consideration of its financial practicality and other unintended consequences. Just like the pool and the multiplex, it is government-owned competition for other existing and developing conference venues like the Flame and the Murray Hotel. Why would we citizens spend money on new and financially unevaluated and risky government-owned enterprises that damage other local businesses? And no one has any idea if the Grant County Business and Conference Center will ever pay for itself because there has not been any business planning or financial analysis done. It certainly doesn't pay for itself now. I need to clarify all I've said and admit that I'm not fully convinced that the projects proposed by the commissioners and WNMU will all fail, and I'm not universally opposed to new taxes being used for economic development projects. But I need real information before I can reach a conclusion. What I am absolutely opposed to is having a handful of elected folks who freely admit that they are not economic developers cobble together a package of pet projects without reasonable public input or viability analysis, and then try to cram them through on an emotional sales pitch. I expect our county commissioners to be fiscally responsible and not to treat the public treasury like their own pet project piggy bank. We need accountability, not trust me sales pitches. These people work for us. We don't work for them. Vote no on this boondoggle tax increase.